And now, Kenneth Williams reveals more secret life with Richard Caldicott, Josephine Susan, Aubrey Woods, Caroline Blakiston, and Leslie Heritage in the Chamber of Horrors. And here's the man with the revelation, Mr. Kenneth Williams.
Well, you've all heard this saying, where there's muck, there's brass. Well, it's dead true. And where there's no muck, there's no brass, as I'm finding out tonight, Constance. I had to clean up my act at the insistence of the BBC. Mind you, that's all been worthwhile when I read my fan mail. Oh, yes, yeah, the letters, praise of the show, have been pouring in their ones. In fact, as recently as 8 weeks ago, I had this letter from a lady who said she'd heard the show and she thought the BBC should bring back the radio licence fee so she could refuse to pay it. Oh, and have you seen the comments the press have made about me? Oh, this drastic change of mind's been headline news, dear. Oh, it had Fleet Street in a turmoil. You may remember the world-shattering headlines of the past. You know, Chaplin speaks, Garbo laughs. Well, the Times had one about me which said, Williams keeps his trousers on, talents well hidden. Can you imagine? And, of course, all this helping my country, for which I am justly famous, does mean I'm kept short of money, you see, because you don't get paid, you see. Not that I'd expect it. No, me, no. I need money like a Iranian needs a hat wrap. But it does lead to complications and misunderstanding, as I found out to my cost in today's blood-curdling installment. She may be waiting, just expectorating all over her old shabby dress. And if she's... who is it?
It's only me, Kenny. The door seems to be locked.
Oh, is it? Oh, just a minute. Hang on. Hello, Mays. I must have accidentally locked the door.
What are you up to?
What do you mean, what am I up to?
That's the third time this week that door's been locked in my face.
No, no.
You haven't got a woman in here, have you?
The nearest thing to a woman in here, Mays, is you.
Now, look here, there's something going on. It's not only the door, it's these mysterious phone calls.
Well, I don't know what you're talking about. Anyway, what do you want? I'm busy. I've got a hand.
Oh, well, I was just going down to the laundrette and I haven't got a full load. Would you like me to put some of your things in?
I don't want my dirty linen washed in public, thank you. You know how people would talk if they saw my underpants swimming around with your bra. Can you imagine?
Well, you've
the
got
room?
To have clean clothes, Kenny.
Not necessarily.
Don't forget, we're going down to Madame Tussauds tomorrow to see the Prime Minister unveil himself.
Unveil a waxwork of himself. Oh, you are. I haven't forgotten. I can wash my own clothes there. Thank you very
You're
much.
You're too proud, you are.
That is true, I am.
Yeah, there's nothing in your underwear that you don't want me to see, is
there? How dare you? What are you suggesting?
I just mean there's no embarrassing holes.
No, there is not. How dare
because I don't mind sewing them up for
I'll
you.
I bet you don't, no. Last time you mended my underpants, you sewed up a hole that was supposed to be there. With me endless moments of embarrassment and bewilderment before I twigged what had happened. Couldn't twig. I could not twig. I couldn't. You've been in the same predicament. Yes, she's gone red. Look, she knows.
Well, don't say I never offered.
No. Oh. Yes, I'll call it. No. I'll get it. Hello? Well, it's a bit awkward at the moment. Look, I can't speak now. Look, you're just going, Mays, are you?
If
just
I'm
going.
Not wanted here.
Thank you, yes, thank you. I'll phone back in a couple of minutes. Wrong number.
I shall get to the bottom of this, Kenny, if it's the last thing I do.
I'll get to the bottom of it, I can assure you. What's put into her? She may be waiting, just expectorating all over her old shabby dress. And if she's wet. Yes?
Hello?
Yes? Hello? Oh, hello.
I saw your card in the newsagent's window. When can you fit me in?
I've got a very heavy schedule at the moment. What about tomorrow evening?
7 o'clock.
Lovely.
I'll be here. Goodbye.
Bye. Oh, dear. Hello, yes? Yes, I put the card in the newsagent's window. Yes. When could you come round?
Mr. Maisie!
Oh, hello, Mr. Tomkins. What are you doing here?
Well, I'm just nipping into the cleaner's to pick up Sir Charles's dress suit for the big do at Madame Tussaud's tomorrow. My car's over there. Can I give you a lift?
Oh, that's very nice of you. I'm going to the laundry.
Oh, hold on then. I won't be a minute.
It's all right. It's no rush. I'll be reading these ads in the newsagent's window while I wait.
Right.
For sale, junior carpenter set and 3.5-legged table. For sale, sexy nightdress, slightly torn, or will exchange for pram. Young gentleman obliges ladies, apply K. Williams. Oh, that's Kenny.
I've got the suit, Maisie. Are you ready?
I've changed my mind, Mr. Tomkins. Would you drop me back at the flat?
Oh.
I want to have a few words with a certain wolf in tight trousers. So there you are, renter Casanova.
Maisie, look, have you read it in the paper?
I've seen nothing in the paper, Kenny, but I have seen a certain card in a newsagent's window.
Oh.
Yes. Well, may you blush and shuffle your feet, Kenny.
No, I was...
Why?
I was short of money, Maisie. Honestly, I was short.
What the BBC will say, I shudder to think.
I shudder to...
One of your customers, perhaps?
Leave it, I'll go. Yes?
Mr. Williams, I don't think you gave me all my underwear back last night.
Oh,
Kenny!
Should be quiet. Oh, yes, I'm sorry about that. Yes, yours was the crepe machine, wasn't it? Yes, in the excitement I overlooked. Yes, it's all in this bag here. There you
thank
are, dear.
Thank you. You did a very good job. Oh, same time next week.
Yes, that's right. Bye. A nice woman she is, though, honestly, Maisie. She's very nice.
I've seen and heard just about all I can take. This time you've gone too far.
What?
Get out of this house, Kenny Williams, and don't come back.
But, Maisie...
Out!
Thrown out. No roof over my head. Nowhere to go. And what was my crime? What did I do wrong? Oh, what am I going to do?
Here, wait a minute. She can't throw me out. I live here.
Here, let me in. Go back to your own house.
Oh, whatever can I say to you, Kenny?
Goodbye would be most acceptable.
I've wronged you, Kenny.
Yes.
I've just had a look in your sink.
Oh.
You've been taking in washing, haven't you?
Yes, of course I. That's what those women have been calling about. Why, what did you think I'd been doing?
The innocent puzzlement on your face does you credit, Kenny. Here, what were you going to tell me about when I came in, about something you'd seen in a paper?
Oh, yes, right, yes. Boy, you so rudely interrupted my flow. And she don't come around that often. Here, have a look at this picture in the paper. Look at that.
Right. The Grand Hall of Madame Tussauds, where tomorrow, introduced by Sir Charles Prattle, the Prime Minister will unveil the latest waxwork. Well, what about it?
Don't you recognise that man? Look, in the workman's overalls in the background.
Oh, Kenny! It's...
Big Brother.
Well, what's he doing at Madame Tussauds?
I don't know, Maisie, but we'd better take this over to Sir Charles Prattle's office at once.
Now, this is an advance copy of the Prime Minister's speech tomorrow, Tomkins. Go through it and mark out all the jokes in blue pencil.
Yes.
It's important I should be the first one to laugh. A little bird has told me that the birthday honours list is at this very moment in the course of preparation.
Very good, Sir Charles.
And for goodness sake, don't make any mistakes this time. If you're not certain whether it's a joke or not, leave it. I was the only one drawing my head off at the trade figures last year.
But I thought it was a double entendre, Sir Charles.
Trade figures are never double entendre.
You could have fooled me.
Yes.
Mr. Williams to see you, Sir Charles.
Tell him I'm out.
Hello, Sir Charles.
Outstandingly pleased to see him. Hello, William.
Oh, your greatness. Your eminence.
Yes,
oh, your eminence.
Yes.
Oh,
yes,
you're
yes,
a man of no
business. Get up, William.
This,
get up.
This, you're
good
man.
Lord, is that the time?
Never mind about the time. Look, we've seen this picture in the paper. Look.
The Grand Hall at Madame Tussauds. So?
The man at the back. Look.
What man?
There.
Oh, that chap in the boiler suit. He's just... Good Lord. It's Big Brother.
Yes.
And I recognize those other two,
do
sir.
You?
They were monks at the monastery last week.
Monks? Ah, at Madame Tussauds? What can it mean?
An attack on the Prime Minister, sir. Oh, tomorrow's ceremony.
To attack the Prime Minister under my very nose on the eve of birthday honors? They wouldn't stoop so low, surely.
They cut his knocker off number 10 if they had the chance. They haven't shown any signs of decency in the past, have they, Sir Charles?
Right. We'll have the place ringed with police tomorrow. They'll never get in.
But supposing they're in there already, waiting to pounce?
Exactly what I was going to say.
Well,
we must go down there at once and find out. The exhibition will be locked up for the night now, won't it, Tompkins?
Yes, sir. But I think I know a little window at the back where we might be able to get in.
Oh,
I'm doing my best, Sir Charles.
And you push, will you?
What do you think I'm doing?
Pushing. That's better. I found a foothold.
Get your boot out of my mouth.
Sorry.
Clive, you haven't been too careful. You've been treading, have you? Now give me a hand.
Now, shut the window, Tom.
Yes, sir.
Are you girls all right?
Yes, thank you, Sir Charles.
Definitely, sister. This must be the Hall of Heroes. Oh, and these waxworks real. Look at this great big fat one. It's even got bloodshot eyes.
Williams, it's me.
Oh, Mr. Charles, forgive me. What can I say?
Keep quiet.
Oh, sorry, I'm sure. Oh, look, there's dear old Queen Victoria. Remember her. We are not amused.
I expect she said that when she saw your act, William.
How dare you?
Good night.
Now, listen.
What?
We'll have to split up. Now, you go with Maisie Williams and Tompkins and Miss Gibbs with me. Now, be careful. We're dealing with extremely dangerous men. We'll all meet back here by David Frost in an hour's time.
We're in the Grand Hall, Maze. All the greats are here. There's Henry VIII. He had six wives, he did.
Six wives?
Six wives.
How did he manage all of them?
Oh, he used his royal prerogative a lot.
Horrible. Look, Kenny.
Yes, a bit of respect, Maze. There's our own dear royal family.
So regal and noble in their robes of office.
Yes, someday they'll all be standing like that for me, Maze. A little padded knee stool in front of Her Majesty, her dubbing sword in her hand, a lump in her throat as she sees me, boyish, nervous and modest, approaching for the accolade. Dead silence as the Lord Chamberlain's voice rings out, to receive the distinction of a knighthood, Sir Kenneth Williams. I'll kneel at the footstool like this, and Her Majesty will say...
Well, you've got a big hole in your trousers, Kenneth.
Trust you to spoil the atmosphere. I do most humbly beg your pardon, Your Majesty. She is but a rude, uncomely wench, unused to our royal ways. The ways of our own dear queen. What? Who is that?
Kenny, what? At the end of the hall. Big brother and a gang of men.
Hey, quick, before they see us. Through that door, quick, and hurry. Battle of Britain room. There's Winston Churchill glaring at Hitler through his victory fingers.
In here.
They're coming after us. Look, can we hide in that dummy Spitfire?
I haven't got time. Besides, I get air sick and I haven't bought my paper bag.
Well, where then?
Behind those screens.
Come on here. What all these wires and tape recorders and things?
They give a running commentary for the exhibition. There's sound effects and a montage of familiar noises from the war. Not, at least they would have done if you hadn't trodden on them. You've ruined the sound equipment.
Oh, sorry, Kenny.
In here, Lola.
Be quiet. There they go.
There seems to be no one here, big brother.
I am not mistaken, Olaf. I saw someone.
Who's that in the corner? Winston Churchill, master.
These damn waxworks. So this is the Battle of Britain room. The fools don't realize it, but they are now fighting the new Battle of Britain, but against a much more formidable opponent. Switch on the sound commentary, Olaf. Let me hear again the sounds that cheered those fools back in 1940.
Well, it doesn't seem to work, master.
It was working a short while ago. Check the tape recorders behind that screen.
Right. Oh, Kenny!
Leave it to me, May. Switch on the microphone, quick.
This is back to Margaret,
Meanwhile, in Nazi Germany, the Fuhrer speaks.
Pardon me, it's silent! Everyone, sit up! 13 and 50, going to the dawn!
Feel the storm lose their glory!
Run, rabbit, run.
Switch it off! Such rubbish and such bad recordings. You know, I'm sure I saw someone come in here. And if so, they must not leave the building alive. Come on, men. We will try the next room.
Let's try the next room here.
It's all right, Mays. It's all right, Mays. They've gone. We'll find Sir Charles and put him in the picture.
Yeah, but which way?
Come on down here. Oh, it's getting darker.
And creepier.
You can hold my hand if you're frightened.
Well, hold it still, then.
Look, there's Sir Charles and Tompkins behind those bars. Oh, no, it's not. Oh, it's Burke and Hare. Oh, well, they do look alike, you know.
I know what this place is. What? It's the Chamber of Horrors.
Yes, commonly known as Edgar Allan Poe. Ah, yes, you're right. This is the dreaded Chamber of Horrors. Look at the evil men surrounding us. Charlie Peace, Palmer the Poisoner, and Crippin. Crippin! Is there a doctor in the house?
You're very jocund, Kenny.
Oh,
I'm scared still.
As well you might be, Maze. Our place is steeped in evilness and horror. We're surrounded by murderers, victims, hangmen, instruments of execution. I wonder if the head of the BBC is here. Oh, look! Here's the guillotine. Do you want your toenails cut?
All I want is to sit down.
Perhaps the chap in the electric chair will give you his seat.
We've got to hide, Kenny.
Don't panic. There's plenty of places. How would you like to be a bride in the bath?
Oh, I'd like to be a bride in anything.
Listen.
They've gone past.
Yes, they've gone. We'll shut this door just to play safe. Give us a hand.
Yeah.
Push it. Down it.
Now there are only the three of us. How cozy.
Who said that?
Oh, look, Kenny. It's the hangman.
You know me better, perhaps, as Big Brother. All right, men, you can come out now.
So you were skulking down here waiting for us, right?
Yes, of course, but I was hoping for more in my net than a couple of snivelling shrimps.
Dad.
Where are the others?
What others? We've come on our own.
No, I see. How superbly convenient that we should come together in this delightful chamber, containing as it does so many instruments expressly designed for death. And what shall we use for you? At my age, you get rather choosy.
How old are you, then?
Mind your own business. These gallows, perhaps I could slip this hempen noose round your neck and pull this lever. A plunge to eternity.
Why don't you keep your trap shut?
No, the corner grets you. Spirit does it. I like that. No, for you, it must be something special. I see the very thing. In the middle of the chamber, the very thing.
The guillotine?
Right first time. No. The blade is razor sharp. The ropes are new. The pulley's oil.
Oh, no.
So well cared for, as if it knew you were coming.
Now, look.
I suppose one pulls this lever here and...
No.
Perfect. We reset the blade. So, take the waxwork dummy from the machine, my man, and strap Williams there in its place.
Come on, you!
And the girl, master.
For her, the pleasure of watching. Tie her in that chair. Hurry! The guillotine is hungry. She has not kissed herself white neck for such a long time.
All is prepared, Master.
Excellent as always, Olaf. You're not just a pretty face. Well, Mr. Williams, are you comfortable? Does the back of your neck itch?
Not as much as my fist is itching to smash your face in.
Insolent puppy, you shall pay for that.
Oh, I pay for nothing.
I was going to give you a quick death, but now you must linger. Take that rope from the pulley, Olaf. Careful! Don't let the blade drop yet.
It's done, Master.
Good. Now tie it onto that post and hand me that candle.
Here, what are you going to do with that candle?
No. If I put it here, can you see it, Mr. Williams?
Yes, I can see it.
Splendid, because it will be the last thing you will ever see.
What do you mean?
When it burns down to here, it will eat through the rope strand by strand, thus releasing the blade which will slice through your neck like a wire through moldy cheese.
You can't frighten me!
Unfortunately, I will not be here to see it, as I have pressing business to attend to elsewhere, but don't fret. I shall be back in time to stick your head up on a pike with the others. Goodbye, then. And please don't get up. We'll show ourselves out. Come along, then. You listen to
help! 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 Help!
Be good, Kenny. No one can hear us. These walls are too thick. How do you feel, Kenny?
Well, as can be expected. Better I wash my neck today.
Oh, that's right. It is Thursday, isn't it?
Oh,
Kenny. You'll never put your hat on again.
Oh, well, that candle's burning like there's no tomorrow.
Oh. Now, don't look at it. Don't look at it.
No.
Here, let's try and talk about commonplace things to take your mind off it.
All right, yes. What have I got for dinner?
Oh, a nice little chop.
Oh, yes. Chump chops, I should think.
I know what I forgot to tell you.
What?
The man from the gas board called today.
Well, that candle has nearly reached the rope.
He said as you hadn't paid your bill, they were going to cut off your appliance.
Once me head's off, I won't want it. It was a rotten geezer anyway. Never did work. It was a rotten thing.
Still, gave us hot water.
I had lukewarm baths all the time. I honestly...
The rope's smouldering now.
Oh, Maze.
Yes, Kenny?
Maze, when it's all over, I'd like to be buried with my head facing Buckingham Palace.
Yes, Kenny. And in which direction would you like your body to point?
Oh, listen, somebody approaching.
Here comes that foul fiend to see the results of his evil handiwork.
What on earth's going on in here?
Sir Charles!
Williams, what are you paying?
The candle, blow the candle out.
And leave us all in the dark, don't be silly.
Look, the guillotine!
Tompkins, let's get quickly.
Oh, my goodness.
No time to lose, Tompkins. You take his left leg, I'll take this
yes,
one.
Yes, sir.
And
take me neck out of the wooden collar back!
That rope won't last much longer.
Oh, that's bad.
Now pull, Tompkins. That was close.
You're telling me.
Are you all right, will you?
Yes, thanks. I was thinking about my hair cut anyway. I'll get a bit
there
long.
You are, Maisie. You're free.
Oh, thank you.
Who did this, Mr. Williams? Was it Big Brother's
man? Yes, and they're coming back soon.
Right. Now, you go and cause a diversion, Tompkins.
Yes.
We'll phone the police.
So you lied to us. Really? The rest of your little gang is here as well.
Follow me, chaps.
Shall we try in here, Sir Charles?
Yes, come on in the rest of you. In here.
Trafalgar Room. That represents the lower gun deck of the Victory.
All the gun crew stripped for action.
Oh, yes, stripped. It does look very good, doesn't it? Well done, isn't it?
Yes, over we be if they catch us.
This could be the hiding place we're looking for. Let's get up on the gun deck and become members of the crew. Now, stripped to the waist, everyone.
Here, wait a minute. Miss Gibbs can't do that.
For a couple of very good reasons.
If we had some black paint, we could pretend she was carrying two cannonballs.
My dear.
There they are! Too late! Try the next hole!
I can't go much farther. Well, this is about the end of the line anyway. The hall of the tableau.
Oh, look!
There's when did you last see your father?
Yes. And this must be the two little princes in the tower being murdered. Wait a minute. Three little princes. Come out of that bed, Williams. We sink or swim together.
Oh, all right. I'll tell you what. Let's put Miss Gibbs in Sleeping Beauty's bed.
Yes.
Give me a hand to lift the wax Sleeping Beauty out.
Yes,
here you go. Come on, Miss Gibbs.
I have to?
Yes, of course you have to. There's a special mechanism inside that makes the bosom heave. So pretend to be asleep and heave your bosom.
Yeah, but don't do it too much or you'll heave it over the side.
That's all right for her, but what about the rest of us?
I tell you what, we'll go up there. There, the execution of Mary, Queen of Scots. Shove the dummies out of the way. Come on, put them all out of the way and take their places. Put your head on the block, mate.
No, come
on. That's right. Now, everybody, keep absolutely still.
They're in here. There's no other way out.
I can't see them, Master.
Shh. Listen.
It's from the Sleeping Beauty, Master. A mechanical contrivance. Remarkably lifelike.
Chest's rather overdone, isn't it? What is it, Olaf? What are you looking at?
Well, I could be wrong, Master. But look at that tableau. The execution of Mary, Queen of Scots.
What about it?
The executioner. I don't remember him as having flaring nostrils, a funny posture and a hole in his trousers.
It's Williams! And the fat one next to him is Prattle. We've got them now, men. Now, slowly and easily.
The game's up, Williams.
I'm not going without a fight. Grab those pikes and grab those swords.
Look out for Williams, master. Yes. The executioner's axe.
Yes.
Shall we use our gun?
No, that could spoil everything. We done what we came for, and these fools will find that out tomorrow. Retirement.
Come back! Come back, you swines! Come back and be topped! A coward! Ah, they've gone.
Cowards, yes. We frightened them off.
I frightened them off with my pies.
Thank you for following my leadership, everyone. We won't take any chances, Tompkins. Get this building ringed with police at once. Nothing must go wrong for the Prime Minister at tomorrow's ceremony. And now, ladies and gentlemen, the highlight of the morning. It gives me the greatest of personal pleasure and pride in asking our popular Prime Minister to unveil this remarkably lifelike wax bottle of himself.
Drooling all over the Prime Minister just because he wants to be made a lord. What a
fellow. Yeah.
Knob. I mean, yeah. What? What?
The Prime Minister. Who does he remind you of?
Mike Yarwood.
No. Look again.
What?
It's Big Brother.
Big Brother? You're right. It's not the Prime Minister. Look at his hair. It's a wig. And a badly made one at that.
Well, I suppose you could be right.
I am right. The real one's probably still at Downing Street. That one is Big Brother.
Oh, but what can we do about it?
You leave this to me. Excuse me.
Our Prime Minister is a truly wonderful man. Not only is he good-looking, witty, handsome, charming, kind to animals, and a genius, but he's a damn good sort as well. I now call upon you, sir, to press this button and unveil your counterpart in wax.
Oh, no, you don't!
Williams, what are you doing?
Hold still, Daniel.
This is terrible. Get off the Prime Minister at once.
Prime Minister, see if you still call him that when his wig comes off. Ow! It's well stuck on, isn't it? Ow! Good grief. Oh, it's real.
Of course it's real, Williams. That is the Prime Minister.
Oh, I beg your pardon, sir. Why, I wish it's a little blue.
The waxwork! Look out!
What are you doing?
Oh, what a narrow escape. Well done, Williams.
What happened? I didn't see.
Well, Bra had packed the Prime Minister's waxwork full of dynamite, Maisie. Ooh. It went off when the unveiling button was pressed. By knocking him down, Mr. Williams saved the Prime Minister's life.
Good thinking, Williams. Exactly as I anticipated.
Yes, he can stick most of his hair back on.
Yes. And as a reward, I have a special treat for you, my boy.
Oh, it's a Charles.
Yes. My wife has seen your card in the newsagents.
Yes.
From today, you can do all our washing as well. Now, I'd like my pants pressed down the side.
Just kick me as you pass. Is this the reward of virtue? Is this the reward well enough?
That was Kenneth Williams, Richard Caldicott, Josephine Tewson, Aubrey Woods, Caroline Blakiston, and Leslie Heritage in The Chamber of Horrors. Also involved were John Hollis and Diana Bishop. The series is written by R.D. Wingfield and produced by Keith Williams.